The myth of the cowboy is as deeply interwoven into the American identity as bald eagles and the stars and stripes. But that cowboy hat, the lasso, those pointy boots, well, they actually trace back to the Spanish vaquero. As the Modern West podcast Melody Edwards found out, it's a way of life that's still alive and well in the American West.
It's a cold morning on the banks of Los Pinos River on the Colorado-New Mexico border. Only the sound of the river burbles by until, suddenly, 900 sheep and a few goats appear on the mountainside. Every year at this time, the herd must cross this river, and every year, they put up a fight. The flock bunches at the stream edge. Finally, the sheep herder on horseback lassos one of the goats by the horns. He pulls him into the current and across. The other goats follow, and then the sheep start crossing in a great surge.
Sometimes they sit there and look at the water for half an hour and then cross right, no problem. Sometimes they do it by themselves, just depending on their mood.
That's sheep rancher Andrew Abeda, who's come to help his sheep herder get the flock over the river. But hard as this work is, Andrew says he still loves it.
It's not an easy life, you know. I guess the only good thing about it is that it's so independent. You know, you can come and go as you please, and you don't answer to no one. And,
Nine generations of Andrew's family have ranched on this landscape. Andrew's brother, Aaron Abeda, is an award-winning poet and the family historian. He's traced the family back all the way to Juan de Oñate, the Spanish conquistador who brutally destroyed the Acoma Pueblo in New Mexico in 1599. Aaron is pretty sure his mom's family traveled north with Oñate.
You know, so many of the people that came with Oñate were not in the registers. They were women and or slaves and or indigenous, so they weren't even listed.
Eventually, in 1854, both sides of Aaron's family came north on a missionary expedition to settle in the San Luis Valley of Colorado. That's how the community ended up building the very first church in Colorado and starting the town of Antonito.
Think of the violence of that era. Think of the way that people were colonized and the brutality of that colonization. How do you heal that, right? Maybe you remove yourself from it, looking for a place that's absent those things.
Vaquero historian Jim Hoy says such missionary stories are part of the origins of the vaquero. Hoy says they were highly skilled on horseback. Many descended from Moorish ex-slaves. And Spanish vaqueros developed innovative methods to manage livestock across the vast open spaces of the Americas.
The American cattle workers learned from the Spanish and Mexican vaqueros. They got their horse and riding styles from them. They got their equipment, their saddles. The Mexican cowboys, the vaqueros, they wore a kind of extra pair of pants made out of leather, leather leggings, what they call the chaparrero. The American cowboy adopted those.
Lassoing techniques, rodeos, even the iconic cowboy hat, all come from the Mexican vaquero.
The problem is, of course, we have always thought of the cowboy as white. Any black on the range was a cook. Mexicans were bandits. I mean, that's just a terrible stereotype.
That racism affected the Abeda family in other ways. In the 90s, Aaron's parents, Alfonso and Martha, were principal plaintiffs in a large lawsuit by Latino farmers against the U.S. Department of Agriculture for discriminatory lending practices. Alfonso remembers trying to get a loan at the bank to buy some land.
But he said, "Son, your people were born to be farm workers, not farm owners." I got out of there. I was so mad.
They carefully documented this discrimination over decades and received a settlement. Alfonso has an argument he uses to counter the perception that his family doesn't belong in the U.S.
Well, this was Mexico, so the United States came to us. We didn't go to them. So we didn't cross the border illegally.
Alfonso says the boundaries may have moved, but his family, they've been here all the time. For Here and Now, I'm Melody Edwards.